brother truckers, welcome to another brand spanking shiny ass new edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, sitting up here in Hollywood, California, just down the road from where the Star Wars premiere just happened of the other night. Let me tell you, I'm glad it's over. I love me some Star Wars, but I am already sick and mother trucking tired of hearing about it. They had all of Hollywood Boulevard shut down, so that means funnels everybody over here into the area of the Hollywood Hick compound over here, spitting distance from the most famous of intersections anywhere, Hollywood and Vine, all of y'all. But y'all, you're listening to me here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. You can also put a backslash behind that and you can hear all the fabulous programming right as it's happening. So that'd be www.crabdiving.com/listen and you can hear all that fabulous programming. I highly recommend it. If you ain't listening to it, you're a fucking fool living in a fool's paradise. So start listening to more Crab Diving, mother truckers. I'm just saying is all. But if you ain't got time to go that route, then you can always get podcasts off of the iTunes or the Stitchers. But I come on every day on the 7th, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening, out here West Coast time. That'd be 10 over yonder on the other coast. And then anywhere else, do the math, because the Hick is having to do these things awful early in the morning, and math is not what I want to have to figure out at this hour, because I got to come on here so I can talk to you people before I go over to the workplace where people stress me out and drive me utterly out of my mother trucking mind. I had a meltdown the other day. It was not cute. The Hollywood Hick tries not to have meltdowns to that level on very many occasions, but sometimes shit just happens and you just got to do what you just got to do, mother truckers, and that's just what happened, right? But like I was saying, the Star Wars premiere was happening just down the street from me here. And they've had everything closed down. They had a big-ass tent all over Hollywood Boulevard from Highland Street to La Brea Street, pretty much, using three different theaters down there. Security was nuts. I went down there just because it was the Lucky Store had some jean pants on sale on Sunday, and because all of my jean pants are giving out on me and springing up holes everywhere. I'm telling you, the other day, hole got in my pocket where I keep my celery phone, right? And then all of a sudden my celery phone, well, one of my celery phones, because now I tote two because I'm one of those people because of this place I go to every day. But what I'm saying is the celery phone fell through this hole and started sliding down my leg, freaked me out. I thought a critter had got up in my britches, and I started freaking out walking down the hallway at the workplace. People already think I'm certifiable nuts because all I do is run around barking orders, and then I'm over there dancing like a fool because I think something's in my pants, but it's really just my celery phone sliding down my leg. Oh my goodness. But I got me some new jean pants, y'all. I got through all of that chaos. And let me tell you this. I have discovered the best way to go shopping, especially if you go on the weekend and especially if you go during these holiday times. Get drunk, because drunk shopping is way more enjoyable. Go to a store, do a little shopping, then go find somewhere that has booze and have another drink, and then go to a store, and then go to a booze place, and then go to a store place. That is the best way to do shopping. That's how I've been doing it with my best bitch, and we've been having a good time getting drunk and going shopping. But this is the problem. You got to be careful not to go overboard crazy, because you got to reel your drunk ass in when you don't want to have to overspend for shit, because I am a cheap ass. I refuse to pay full price for anything. That's why I huff my foot my ass down to the store when they was having 40% off over the weekend, because the britcha pants I like don't hardly never go on sale. So I had to get my britcha pants while they were on sale, because all my other ones were springing up holes everywhere. I'm not kidding, but everything starts giving out at once. All my underpants are starting to give out. All the elastic bands are starting to just not do any bounce back. You just stretch it out and it goes crack. Sounds like it's like crack, like crackle, 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 and then it doesn't bounce back. Elastic only has a shelf life of a couple of years. That's some bullshit. I got underpants from when I was in high school. The elastic still works. I got fancy underpants I bought a couple of years ago. Shit's already give out on me. That's some bullshit, people. So if you are out there making elastic waistbands, you need to step up your mother trucking game, because I got some cute ass underpants I can't even wear no more on account of the elastic is giving out. I got these other pairs where the leg holes gave out, so then they're all loose and don't fit tight or nothing, so your junk spills out to the side or something. That is just not how it's supposed to work. Get your shit together, people. If you're gonna charge me more than a couple of bucks for a pair of underpants, they should last for a while. I got ones from high school that still got stretch to them, but yet once I bought a couple of few years ago, and this fucking everything's made shitty, so we have to buy it 500 million times. Bullshit. I hate that just about as much as I hate a freaking autoplay video on a website, because that is untoward nonsense, and I do not have time for untoward nonsense these days, because all I do is work. So if I got a few minutes, I don't want to have to put up with that shit. I'm just saying is all. All right, let's move on. I don't even know if I've said all the particulars, did I? Oh, follow the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick and Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I think them fixes up all the particulars so we can get into talking about things that I ain't prepared to talk about. Because you know what? I don't get to do my perusing of the interwebs like I used to. Want to know why? Go to the workplace every day. Go up in there, get stressed out there from like hours upon hours. I've been working like 16-hour days sometimes, y'all. That is just some bull mother trucking shit. I'm just saying it's all. My head hurts. Everything's spinning around. I don't got nothing but work thoughts up in my brain. I used to have funny thoughts. I used to have thoughts about how to make the world better. You know what I think now? I wish people would hurry up and give me the shit I need so I can just get this done. And I wish they quit talking about the same thing and quit asking me the same damn questions over and over where I got the same damn answer. I don't care how many times you ask me that damn question. The answer is always going to be the same. Just because you ask it 900,000 times doesn't mean the timetable is going to change. It means the timetable is exactly what it was when we started this shit, because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. How about that for an answer? How about I give you the exact same answer every time, no matter what? How about I just record it, and when you ask the question, I just push the button, because that's to the point I'm getting at. Hoo-wee. All right, let's move on. What's going on? Oh, guess who is trying to up his gross McGrosser McGross person game? I can't, like, sometimes I just, like, sometimes it's just, like, whatever. Guess who is out there just now being even a bigger dickhead than you already thought he could be? Well, that would be one Bill mother-trucking gross-ass McGrosserson Cosby bitch ass bitch and his awful, horrible, hateful wife. Like, I like, she is the worst. Like, I almost think she's worse because she just puts up with it and sort of, like, I don't know. I just feel like she condones it and sort of masterminds some of this shit. That's just like, I don't know if that's true or not. That's just a feeling I get. And that's what, so since I feel that way, I'm just going to roll with it because now I have caveated it. So what the fuck? I can say whatever I want. But, and it is merely my opinion. But, says here, Bill Cosby, this is over off of the Jezebel site, but I've seen it on bunches of places, but this is where I first found it this morning on account of I wasn't digging too deep because I'm tired as a mother trucker and sitting up in here trying to see what's going on in the world with you people on account of I don't get to know because all I do is work, and then they don't let me look at websites at the workplace, and then I have things to do after the workplace so I don't get to see. So we're going to discover things together today, okay? But this one I had known about, right? Bill Cosby countersues 7 of his rape accusers for defamation. Now, he is trying to say that he didn't do this shit. And we all know that that is some straight up bullshit because, like, it's just, it's too obvious at this point that you are a gross person who is a serial rapist and drugist. That is what you are, Mr. Bill Cosby. That's it. You are the grossest person ever. And you know what the thing is? I don't know. I still can't decide whether he's grosser than that Jared from the Subway sandwich place or not. I don't know. I just don't know. Whatever. They're just both gross. It's just his like serialness about it, like how it was sort of calculating, and he like won people's trust, and then he would like do this power trip where he like gave them their sleepy pill, and then he'd like suck on their toes while they were passed out, and then just put his pecker in their passed out. I'm like, I just don't understand how that's enjoyable to any. I don't understand, but it's power. That's the only thing I do know is it's like a power thing when people do that kind of shit. It's just gross. You are gross. Because the thing is, he is not an attractive man. So without being a star and being all that kind of shit, he wouldn't have got no kind of detail. And if you noticed, it's like he just took advantage of people that he thought he could take advantage of. And that makes it even worse. But says here, Bill Cosby's attorney announced Monday morning that he is countersuing 7 women accusing him of rape. Cosby is accusing the women of making malicious, opportunistic, and false and defamatory accusations of sexual misconduct against him. Around 55 women have said the comedian raped or sexually assaulted them. Yep, 55 that we know of have come out saying, like, yep, he did it to me too. Yep, he did it to me too. Yep, he did it to me too. Bullshit. Bull mother trucking shit. Like this right here. Malicious, opportunistic, and false and defamatory accusations of sexual misconduct against him. I don't find any of it malicious nor opportunistic. because they're just saying you basically sitting there saying you didn't do that, but then we also have deposition records that show that you did do that because you admitted to doing that, but you try to like pretend like it's not that bad. But no, you're fucking full of shit. You're an asshole. And why? Like, you just need to go away quietly. Just shut up, because your legacy is tarnished forever. You're not fixing this. There ain't no fixing this legacy that you like to keep talking about, because you did this. And quit trying to point the finger at other people and say that like it's their fault. Look what you're doing to me. You're coming after me now. You know what? You're lucky as fuck you made it this long before they started coming after you, because you skirted it back in 2008 when that Andrea Constant had sued you, and then you like all these people started coming out of the woodwork, and you're like, oh shit, I don't want that to come out. So you just basically paid her off, and then now you're trying to sit here and have all these people under these confidentiality agreements or whatever the hell they call them, where they can't talk about the shit, but that you feel like you can go out there and talk about the shit, but then you want to turn around and try to sue that poor girl because you put her through the fucking all this hell and all that nonsense, and you prey on people, and you're just a general gross McGrosser said gross ass. But this thing goes on. It says Tamara Green, Therese Sereganese, I can't say these names right, and Linda Traits filed a defamation suit against Cosby in December of 2014. Then they were joined by four more women. You just said Linda Traits. Like, they done put one of these names up in here twice. Whatever. Louisa Moritz, Barbara Bowman, Joan Tarshis, and Angela Leslie. And they, in November, they joined on to it, right? The suit accuses Cosby of falsely claiming they were lying about their sexual abuse claims. That's what I'm saying. They're saying, like, just quit lying. Just quit fucking lying. Admit the truth, and we can move on with our day. Or just quit being a fucking asshole and going out there and trying to tarnish my name. When, like, basically, you did this to yourself. So it's a wonder that it took this long to come out. And now you're sitting here trying to, like, act like everybody is wrong in you. Like, that's another thing. It's like, you is such a self-entitled son of a mother trucking bitch-ass bitch that he doesn't even, like, see that, like, you're what your legacy is tarnished. It is never ever getting fixed. Yes, there's some people out there who support you, but you know what? They are mouth breathing mother trucking morons who are the like worst of the worst, and they're probably Trump supporters. That's the kind of people, because those kind of people think that they're entitled to do that kind of shit just because of their status or their skin color or whatever the fuck they've got going on. So just stop. Stop even thinking that. You're such a freaking mouth, all of them, just mouth breathing morons. Just fucking this, all you're doing now. Okay, did you honestly think this was going to get you good press? Like, this whole thing just annoys the shit out of me. It says, it goes on though. It says, at first, Cosby's attorneys tried to argue that the suit was unconstitutional and a violation of his First Amendment rights. Bullshit. Fucking bullshit. And they said, like, that didn't work. It says here that now they're having dropped that. Cosby's countersuing them on the same defamation claims they brought against him. So that's the thing. So it's like, then I'm going to do the same thing. It's like, it makes no sense to me. I can't even fucking find words to string together to like say how stupid it fucking is. That's how fucking retarded. I'm not supposed to say retarded. Sorry, I'll take that back. That's how freaking mother trucking stupid, whack ass, moronic bullshit this is. It's like, what the. What? And he's like all upset because, oh, well, I'll just keep reading this here. Blah, blah, blah. His attorney, her name is Monique Presley. Monique Presley, you're a fucking. See you next Tuesday. As a woman, you should not be able to represent this dude. Yes, everybody deserves a defense, but you know what? As a woman, you should not have been able to, in good conscience, take this case, because you should have been like, you know what? I can't. I just can't. But you know what? Opportunistic, see you next Tuesday, bitch-ass bitch, Monique Presley, whoever the hell that is, told USA Today the women are lying for financial gain. Bullshit. Well, so what are like all these other people? They're just saying that, like, oh, you know what? I want to get my picture on the cover of New York Magazine so that everybody can think that I got drugged and diddled by Bill Cosby. No, none of these women wanted that. Why would you even think that? That's not even how this shit works. Okay, so quit being stupid. Quit being stupid and just blindly following somebody and listen to it. It's like, you know what? Just because he pushed Jell-O pudding pops don't mean he's got to have any kind of freaking respect. Because you know what? He's funny. But you know what he also is? He's a fucking asshole. Everybody said it. Richard Pryor's wife said it good, because I said it way back when I first started talking about this, because she came out talking about it. She said everybody wanted to say that Richard was bad. She's like, Richard was dirty on the outside but clean on the inside. Like, it was just his onstage persona. He was funny. Bill Cosby was clean on the outside and dirty on the inside, and she knew the truth. So she's like, he's a fucking asshole and horrible, awful, hateful person. But says here, Because see, they're all pissed off because he lost his NBC show and his Netflix special, so he didn't get all the monies from that shit. Well, you know what? When you go around serial raping and drugging ladies and you finally catches up with you, you might lose a couple of deals with things like Netflix and or the NBC. Okay, you dumbass, bitch-ass, McBitchison, gross-ass, McGrochison, Bill, stupid-ass, Cosby. And how about you pass this all along to your stupid-ass, bitch-ass, turn the other cheek, not paying attention to act like I can't see it, go through life with horse blinders on my fucking head, wife of yours. Okay, so how about y'all approach it from that standpoint? But says here, Mr. Cosby states plainly that he neither drugged nor sexually assaulted the defendants and that each defendant has maliciously and knowingly published multiple false statements and accusations from fall 2014 through the current day in an effort to cause damage to Mr. Cosby's reputation and to extract financial gains. What an asshole statement. Mr. Cosby states plainly that he neither drugged nor sexually assaulted the defendants. You know, he might not have said that one exactly, but in that deposition, he pretty plainly states that he did use that tactic on multiple occasions. He let it be known. So, but what are you saying? What you're trying to say is that you're saying that he's not known for doing this, but yet you also have an admission from him that he's known for doing this. So where is, I don't understand this. I don't understand this at all. And they're saying that they maliciously and knowingly published false statements. I don't think there was anything malicious about it. The only thing malicious was getting raped and drugged and then have somebody stick their like pecker in your passed out mouth. That's what I would call malicious and shit like that. And then like published multiple false statements. Well, from what I can tell, you're the one giving false statements because you are lying through your teeth that you saying you didn't do something that has become clearly evident that you done did. I've done said it before. I done said it a million times. If you make Janice Dickinson look credible, you got fucking problems. And Janice Dickinson has been selling this story for a long time, even before all this whole scandal came out with all these other ladies. But the only thing is, people were too scared to let her put it in print and or say anything about it. They all get all butthurt. They get like scared as fuck, and then they're like, oh no, you can't say that. And when she's like, well, it's the truth, I should be able to say the truth. So yeah, when you giving Janice Dickinson credence, you got major mother trucking problems. Oh fuck, I don't know, I was going to say something, then my brains, did you see that where my brains completely just shut the fuck down? That's not good, right? Oh my goodness, I still got to get through another couple of few days of this nonsense before I can do anything. But this whole thing goes on. It says this new statement comes despite the fact that Cosby, see, it says right here, Cosby previously admitted under oath to drugging women he wanted to sleep with. So it's like there. So you're saying you don't have any evidence that I do these kind of things, but except for the fact that you said you do these kind of things. I don't know why anybody would think that, especially at this point after they seen it and heard, like read the things. It's ridiculous. But okay, and then other news, another one, Boston University is the latest school to announce they are revoking an honorary degree presented to Cosby. How many honorary mother trucking degrees did this dude get? Does he have any real ones, or has he just got honorary ones coming out the ass because people want to give them to him because he gives a whole bunch of money to schools because that was one of his MOs? As he was like, well, I will drug and rape you, but if I send you to college, then you should forgive me for that. I should be allowed to do all the drugging and raping I want to if I pay for your college. Isn't that how it works, people? Isn't that how it works? But apparently, Boston University's president wrote in a campus-wide email Monday that Cosby's alleged assaults on a double-digit number of women brought significant and lasting discredit upon himself and is inconsistent with the university's mission and values. See, everybody is dropping your ass like a hot mother trucking potato, and guess what? Because you are the grossest McGrosser. You're just gross. You and Jared the Subway guy are two of the grossest people ever put on this planet. It's just the way it is, because you used a position of power and fame and whatever to do even more do all these horrible things, trying to think that you were going to get away with it because of who you are and what your status was. And guess what? Finally, Cosby's bitch ass got bit right up in the ass cheek. That is what had happened. There's nine schools have recently announced a decision to revoke Cosby's meaningless fake degrees. That's what it's like. These things are meaningless anyway. But that's Brown, Spelman, Lehigh, Marquette, Fordham, Tufts, Goucher College, Amherst College, and Springfield College. I ain't heard of none of that shit, Harley. I ain't never heard of none of that shit. Around 35 schools have yet to revoke the degrees. That he's got 35 more fake degrees that he got bestowed upon him. Apparently, that's still less than the total number of women who have accused him of rape or assault, which, again, is at least 55. Bullshit. And I read this down here, like somebody in the comments put a thing down here, like, and so, and you know, I just take them for truth, even though I have no way of knowing where they are now, but they're on the internet, so I'm reading it, so I'm going to choose to believe it if I want to, and that is what I'm doing right now. But it says here, one person put a comment underneath the story, said, disclosure, my cousin is one of the women he is countersuing. I wonder what the thought process of, see, this is what I wonder too, the thought process of his wife, who is his manager, was when she most likely okayed this move. She's like, something like, let's take your horse horrifying acts and compound them with a huge dick douche move. That's pretty much what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. Apparently now she thinks she's going to sue the universities for dropping his ass. But it's also, they made a point here, which I didn't even pay attention to or notice before, but it says his daughter Erica runs a foundation for sexual assault victims, but you haven't heard a peep out of her. So I really am curious what she would have to say. Like, if you're running a shelter for sexual assault victims, and then, ooh, it says she has here, somebody who put a link to a USA Today story. Let's see what she, oh, you know, she's got to be defending him. That's the way she's going to be like, this is my dad and he would never do that, blah, 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 waiting on this to load up. This was back from, oh, actually, she stands by him. Of course she does. Says another family member is coming to Bill Cosby's Get Your Stupid Ad Off of My Article So I Can Read It to the People, USA Today. Okay, it says another family member is coming to Bill Cosby's defense. On Monday, the comedian's wife, Camille Cosby, issued a statement standing by him. Oh, this was from 2014. It says December 16th. It's funny. It's from exactly a year ago, and I was thinking it was from right now. I was like, well, we know that bitch-ass wife of his is standing by him. But his daughter says, she goes, he is the father you thought you knew. The Cosby Show was my today's TV reality show. Thank you. That's all I would like to say. Well, you don't even make any damn sense, Bill Cosby. The Cosby Show was my today's TV reality show. Thank you. What the fuck are you saying? You're a freaking idiot. You are an idiot child. Like, this doesn't even make sense. Whatever, I'm moving on, because that makes so little to no mother trucking sense. I am just saying is all. But let's see what else is going on out there in the world. I was just going to go, because really, I have not explored the interwebs at all, so I don't know what the fuck is going on. So let's just see what's happening over at the TMZ people. Sorry, and I got a nose full of snot this morning, so sorry if I sound all like, whatever, I sound like I can hear myself in my head, my head's clogged up, I better not be getting sick, all these fools I work with at that workplace been getting sick left and right, because everybody is overworked and tired, and then in these little rooms doing things, and whatever, and all these germs just keep getting passed around. If somebody passed their germs onto me, I'm going to be pissed, because I am not a good sick person, y'all. The Hollywood Hick does not do sick very well at all whatsoever. I'm just talking about, I already can be an ornery son of a bitch. And then when I get sick, then I am an insufferable ornery son of a bitch. And that's just how that shit works. There's just no way around it. I'm just insufferable. Like, I can't even stand myself. That's like, I have to remove myself from the entire equation because I'm like, fuck this shit. No, I can't even stand myself. I got to get out of here. I got to get the hell out of Dodge. But I did peruse through here and try to look at things. Like, one, it's like, okay, they got this story they keep putting on here every time it comes up. This Kelly Rutherford actress, I think she was on that Gossip Girl show and a couple other television programs. But she's got some weird-ass custody case going on with her kids where her husband moved to Monaco, took the kids. She keeps trying to get them back. It's weird. Like, I don't understand. The whole thing is like, and then she goes over there. But then she, like, just does shit. Like, she snatches up her kids. And they are adorable kids. I'm looking at this picture of them where she's walking down the street with them right now. But, like, I don't know. I think she got put in a bad situation. And then, like, just started doing shit she wasn't supposed to do. So now everybody's like, you keep doing shit you're not supposed to do. And now we won't give you your kids back because she went to court over in Monaco to try to get them. And that judge was like, no, because you wouldn't give them back a while ago when you were supposed to. So now I think you're going to, like, try to run off with these children. And I can't let that happen. So, no, you don't get your kids. And the only way you get to see them is if you come over here to Monaco's. They can't come to the States no more because when they do, you won't give them back. And whether you like it or not, that's how it goes down. So that point, poor woman. I feel bad for her, but I don't completely understand this story. So I'm going to move on because I don't understand it. And that would require brain power right now. And all I want to do is read. I don't care about no damn Justin Bieber. I'm just rolling by people because you know what? I'm sick of him again. We are freaking almost to the broke the fuck up point. I'm just sick. He's just annoying. It's not cute. I'm over it. Whatever. Blake and Gwen Stefani, bullshit. Like, I call bullshit on this whole entire relationship. The only reason they're still hanging out afterwards is because they got to make it seem like it was real because they were doing that for voice ratings or whatever. Or maybe they do like each other. I don't know. I just find it odd. And it's just whatever. And I think it's tacky as fuck on her part. Well, his part too, I guess. But at least he didn't go out and make some dumbass song about I used to love you or whatever, something like that, whatever the hell it's called. Because it's like, if you had any love and respect for that man and your children at any point, you would not have immediately come out with some stupid ass horrible song about how you don't love him no more and how like you were wronged in such a horrible fashion. Because I ain't never heard one person who got divorced where they were the only one at fault. Now, so there could be one who's more so than the other. And I did hear that her husband liked to sneak out and have sexy times with other people, especially men's and ladies. And I'm perfectly fine with that because I would totally hit Gavin Rossdale. I would like not kick him out of bed for eating crackers for any reason, probably. Like, there would be not very many reasons unless like Dolly Parton was downstairs and wanted to talk. That'd be about the only reason I would not say, oh, I can't do that right now. I'm fixing to tap this. That's just how that works. But whatever. I'm calling bullshit on that relationship. I don't know. Just how that fucking comes across to me. I'm just saying. I don't care about people on Real Housewives, stupid shows. I don't know who this chick is from some Star Trek shit. Freaking. Okay. I love how people say, like, look at all my Christmas. Well, you know what? There's a picture of, like, what's her name? Kim Kardashian's house at Christmas. It's full of. It's too much. Like, just like everything on that chick, it's too much. Oh, guess what? People are selling. So I thought there would be something worth talking about on the TMZs. But nothing. Nothing's like, who cares about people selling Star Wars swag on the interwebs? Oh, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, is getting officially divorced. But this isn't even any fun because it's like all amicable. They're just splitting everything down the middle. Well, that ain't no fun. These two chicks, these Gigi and Bella Hadid, I don't know, these like these new little socialite ladies, the model girls. Like, the Gigi one is kind of pretty, but I don't understand why everybody thinks this other Bella one is like that pretty, because she's got a weird nose, which ruins her face. She's got pretty eyes, but her nose is weird, and it messes up her whole face. So I don't understand what people think is so foxy about her. I don't get it. Ooh, this is kind of interesting. You know that Spearmint Rhino? That's the strip joint. They're, I guess they have them all kind of different places. There's one out here in L.A. I think there's like one, like in some of the bigger cities, there's like Spearmint Rhinos, right? Well, some donut place. And where's it at? Says Spearmint Rhino sues your donuts or screwing. Oops, I had a hiccup burp right in the middle of saying that. Sorry about that. We're going to try that again. Take two. Spearmint Rhino sues your donuts. Oh, I gotta read this right. Spearmint Rhino sues. There needs to be some kind of punctuation there to know this doesn't just keep on going. Your donuts are screwing our strippers. So basically what they're saying over here on the TMZ is boobs and donuts, individually awesome, they say, but together they're messing up biz for the famous strip club chain Spearmint Rhino, according to a new lawsuit. Because they're saying in the lawsuit that Spearmint Rhino says, Rhino Donuts and Coffee, a South Florida chain, is intentionally confusing customers and taking advantage of its already famous brand. How? Just because they call it Rhino? Like, it doesn't say Spearmint Rhino Donuts. It just says Rhino. But the strip club giant points out it's been featured on South Park, Tonight Show, and Tosh.0. And as far as they can tell, the donut joint's first national exposure is this lawsuit. Spearmint Rhino wants it all, apparently. Profits from the shop, destruction of the shop's gear with rhinos, and even its internet domain name. That the only thing they're not suing for is free donuts for life. That's what they say. But this is bullshit. Like, what? They can't be called Rhino Donuts? Like, it doesn't say Spearmint Rhino. And all that. Oh, their logo does look awful similar. It's just an inverted kind of same thing with different colors and stuff. But actually, it's like it's a rhino head. Like, what do you think a rhino head is going to look like? It looks like a freaking rhino head. And the rest of the logo does not look like the rest of yours. Like, you can't, unless you trademark that shit, I don't think you have much of a leg to stand on. And it's not Spearmint Rhino Donuts. It's just Rhino Donuts. So why does everybody have to get so butthurt over everything? Now all you've done is give these people a whole lot of publicity, so now they're going to sell more donuts. You're a fool's living in fool's paradise. Everywhere I go, it's just surrounded by fools lately. It drives me nuts, right? Well, whatever. I vote for a donut company should keep their name, and Spearmint Rhino should just shut the fuck up. Oh, this is interesting. I did like scroll through here last night at late at night. I'm telling you, late at night. But this thing, because remember when Michael Douglas had the throat cancer, I think it was, some kind of like or whatever, and he said that he got it by eating pussy because he said that the HPV, which did not bode well for his wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, because she's having to stand beside him while he's sitting there saying she got funky pussy, and that is why he got the cancer in his throat. Well, apparently, I did not know that there was this many famous people who had got some sort of mouth slash throat cancer from eating too much pussy. But apparently, that's a thing, and it's spreading and it's trending out there. Apparently, because Ricky Rocket, he was in that band Poison. Remember, Talk Dirty to Me, Every Rose Has Its Thorn. He's the drummer for them, right? You know, Bret Michaels, the one from Rock of Love. That one of the greatest reality shows of all time, which is now unwatchable. I don't understand how I loved it so much back in the day, but it was the tits as far as I'm concerned back in the day, right? But Ricky Rocket is fighting oral cancer right now. This is according to the TMZ people, and says it was caused by HPV the same way Michael Douglas got it. Yeah, from eating pussy. Now, I see that is recently, like, now, before I was like, I don't eat pussy because it grosses me the fuck out. Every homo gene I've got goes on tilt if I have to, like, get within too close to one of those things. Now, anything above the equator, I am completely down with. Titties are awesome. But anything south of the equator, I tried it. I don't like, it's just one of those things. I tried it. I gave it the good old college try. I just could not do it. It just was not for me. It's just not how I roll. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. Whatever pussy was supposed to be allotted to me, I gladly give out to the world of straight men to, like, have it. You can share whatever. Whatever's supposed to be allotted to me, you can have a little bit of extra piece as far as I'm concerned. But so I'm never gonna get the HPV this way but if you ever get it for sucking dick, that's a different story. But it says here, Poison's drummer was on the Sirius XM show Eddie Trunk Live when he revealed his diagnosis, saying it all started over the summer when he had a cold and a sore throat. He says doctors at USC eventually did a biopsy and discovered a tumor at the base of his tongue. So apparently he was sticking his tongue way too deep up inside there, because now he done got cancer on his tongue on the deep side. And it's all from eating pussy, apparently. But Ricky says the human papilloma virus is behind his diagnosis. His quote from him says, "This is very similar to Iron Maiden's Bruce Dickinson. Apparently this dude ate too much pussy. Very similar to Michael Douglas. We've already been through that. Apparently he's done ate too much pussy. And similar to Aerosmith's Tom Hamilton. Apparently he's done ate way too much pussy. And as far as I know." So apparently all three of them, plus Ricky Rocket, who, like, have been eating way too much pussy, that has been infected with the human papilloma virus. And from what I understand, a lot of almost everybody has that HPV shit in some form or another. And but then this is reason enough for me not to ever, ever, ever have to eat pussy again. Like, aside from the fact that I ain't gonna do it. But now I'll be like, I might get the throat cancer or the tongue cancer from the HPV up in there, so I can't go do that. So no, sorry, I can't oblige. That's just not anything I can do. And also, I will gag. I will gag. I will die. I can't. Can't. I tried it two times. I tried it, and that was all it took for me to know that I cannot do that. It just was. I can't even think about it. I can't even think about it. It's nothing personal, ladies. It's nothing personal. It's just the homo gene. It does that to us. We love you to death. We just don't want nothing to do with you down there. It's just how that works. That's just how that works. That's what your boyfriends are for. We're just for going out and having a good time and partying. That's how it works. Dancing up a storm, making things look pretty together, that kind of thing. But on the flip side, the good news is 54-year-old Ricky says he's responded well to treatment and his prognosis is excellent. So he should be back to eating pussy anytime now. So if any of you ladies are worried that you're not going to be able to get Ricky Rocket to eat you out, then he's going to be back into eating out shape here very, very soon. Very, very soon, according to the TMZ people here. Let's go on. What's going on? Oh, says here Kim Richards is committed to her sobriety. Well, good. I'm glad, because that bitch was a straight up mess, getting kicked out of the Hollywood Hotel, not the Hollywood Hotel, the Beverly Hills Hotel, whatever, wherever she was, where she got kicked out, kicked a freaking cop in the nuts or something, and got all restorated the first time. Then she went stealing at the Target, and I ain't never seen somebody steal a whole bunch of nothing. Like, that was just a cry for attention, as far as I'm concerned, when she went stealing at Target, because all she did was go to the cheap little dollar aisle and basically upturn baskets into a cart and try to walk out with it. I don't understand what she was doing, but apparently she's been doing all her AA meetings and she's doing good. Went back to the judge to, like, check in with stuff, and he's like, "You're doing good, but keep going to the AA, because obviously your bitch ass needs you. You got to go once a week, whether you like it or not." Now, Kim, if you want to know how you do that, I once had to go to the AA because a judge told me to do it too way back in the day when I was doing untoward nonsense I shouldn't be doing, because what I thought was fun did not jive with what the police thought was fun, and then sometimes you ended up in trouble, right? That's just how that works. But if you don't really want to have to sit through the whole meeting, you can go find one that has a whole shit ton of people in there. Now, it may be harder for somebody like you who's like on TV all the time and people recognize, but sneak in at the very end, go up to the person who's signing the cards, just get them to sign it real quick and go on about your day. So that way you only have to be there for a few minutes, because I used to have to go to those things and I didn't like it. I found it uncomfortable and I didn't like that they made me do it, because I didn't feel like I needed to be there and I did not want to be there. And so there were a lot of people who did want to be there and or need to be there, and I just felt like I was intruding. Like, I didn't need to have to sit there and listen to them. Like, that was for the people who were like trying to get something out of this. I was just the asshole sitting in the back not paying attention and rolling my eyes anytime they told a story about how they hit rock bottom and all this kind of stuff, because I was young and stupid and I just generally didn't care. That was my problem. I just generally didn't care, and I just felt like I should not be had to like go in there. I felt like I was intruding on these people and whatever. I don't think they should force people to have to go to AA meetings, because I just think that then you're sending people to AA who don't really want to be there, who aren't paying attention, who aren't trying to get anything out of it. And that's just the way it works. So whatever. Moving on. Kim Richards, I hope you do good. Hold on, I got to sneeze. Goodness. This sneeze just snuck right up on me. I almost sneezed all over the microphone. That would have been gross, because I feel like that one might have been a little on the wet side. Hoo-wee. All right, let's move on. See what else is going on in the world. Actually, I'm going to go freshen my cup of coffee. So I'm going to pause this and freshen my coffee, and I might pee because I think I got to pee, and then I'm going to come back and continue with this. There won't be no hardly no break, because you know what? I'm going to hit pause, and then when I come back, it'll go right back up. So I don't even know why I'm telling you this. I just am. So I'll be right back. I got to go refresh my coffee because I ain't had enough yet. And that's that. Hold, please. Shoo! Okay, Mother Truckers, I'm back. I got a fresh cup of coffee, peed, so I got less like worries about over here, like trying to like worry about peeing myself while I'm doing this shit. So, all right, let's keep on trucking on here. Let's see what else is happening over here on the TMZ. Ooh, this is kind of interesting. See, the TMZ was kind of shitty at the beginnings of it. Now that I'm getting deeper up in here, some good stuff's coming up. Apparently, according to the TMZ people, says Jennifer Lawrence rips Lindsay Lohan and then gets poetic comeback. I'm going to be on Jennifer Lawrence's side on this. I haven't even read it, and I can guarantee to you I'm going to be on Jennifer Lawrence's side. I kind of like that chick, because she just kind of calls shit for what it is and says it out loud, other things that everybody else is thinking. And then the thing is, I guarantee you she said something. I haven't even read this story yet, but I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. She said something that was probably funny and yet true, and then these Lohans, because they are the lowlives of Hollywood, get all kind of butthurt over it, because all they can do anymore is just get butthurt over stuff people say and try to pretend like they are like not this like complete and utter mess of a mess. Like Lindsay Lohan, like she's not a good actress. Okay, I just want to tell you that she could have been a good actress, I'm going to say. But you know what? She's not a good actress. I watched that Liz Taylor TV movie. That could not have been more horrible if it had to be. She was horrible. She's got, her voice is horrible. It's like too low and raspy, and it's from all the years of like too much abuse and whatever. I realize I have a raspy kind of weird voice, but that's like, I'm not trying to go out and try to like pontificate like I'm some kind of like fancy socialite kind of whatever person, when all you look like is gross white trash low life low hand whatever the fuck you are. But says here on the TMZ site, says Jennifer Lawrence's recent dig at Lindsay Lohan on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert has caused her at least one fan, Lindsay's little sister. J-Law admitted to Colbert last night she's been puking lately because her nonstop work ethic makes her suffer Lindsay Lohan-grade exhaustion, but without any drugs or alcohol. And that, I think that is a very, very accurate way of describing that kind of a situation, because that's how I think she probably is feeling. And then apparently Lindsay eventually caught wind of the situation and decided to take the high road, quoting Maya Angelou. Oh, if you start quoting Maya Angelou, that means one, you aren't able to come up with your own witty fucking comeback. You gotta like quote Maya Angelou and one of her like insufferable poems. I'm sorry, I'm not a fan. I like have had a new light on Maya Angelou shed on me by there's a comedian named Drew Drooge, and I highly recommend you looking up on the YouTubes his like thing about why Maya Angelou is an asshole, because he took her class once in college, and he has a complete different insight on the woman that I think you should all see. So it gave me a different perspective on the Maya Angelou. And But apparently she's just a fucking see you next Tuesday, apparently. Like these things, and that happens a lot of times. People like have one public persona and then behind the scenes they are just not that, and they're awful horrible people. And apparently I just have it on one person's authority, but apparently Maya Angelou is not what she's cracked up to be, a la like a Ellen DeGeneres. I hear the same thing about her, like Rosie O'Donnell, same thing about her. I'm sorry that it's all ladies, but I'm sure there's like other people, there's dudes, but I just can't think of them right now. But that's it. But apparently, so Lindsay called wind of this, and she puts a thing on the Twitter. It's where she goes, she says, maybe who you're referring to should learn to, like, because her little sister, oh, let's back up and do this right. So her little sister, Aliana Lohan, she's no longer Ali Lohan, she's Aliana, because you know what? Nobody gives a fuck about Ali Lohan. And she's like, some supposed to be some model, and she ain't that cute. I don't understand. I just don't understand. She says on there, she goes, I never breathe life into negativity, but I stand by my family. Disappointed in Jennifer Lawrence. You lost a fan. I'm sure Jennifer Lawrence is like, oh my God, my day is ruined. Aliana Lohan is like no longer my fan. Oh, woe is a me. Be still my ever beating heart. I can't go on without the Lohan supporting me. Actually, she's probably like, good. I don't want that bitch to pretend like she likes me anyway. Fuck her. So then Lindsay goes on there. At Aliana, thank you, sister. Maybe who you're referring to should learn to support others like Maya Angelou. You know what? From what I understand, Maya Angelou is all fake front for like a not nice person, according to what Drew has on the interwebs, and I choose to believe it. But she put up this stupid quote. I hate this quote because people always use it way too much. It's overused. Like, you couldn't even go in and find one that like not been used a million times. You may shoot me with your words, you may cut me with your eyes, you may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I'll rise. Ugh, that just makes me want to throw up in my mouth a little bit. It's like, no, actually, you're not going to rise, because you know what? Because every time you get up just a little bit, you do some self-destructive bullshit, or you get like, you're not the most like famous person in the room, and then all you do is do some sort of stupid fucking antic. Is that what you call rising up? So I'm going to rise up and out antic the people around me? No, that's what it's like. You're just an attention whore, bitch ass bitch who don't nobody give a fuck about hardly anymore. You're a low life, low hand. All your family, look at your daddy, look at your mama, look at your stepmama, just got out of prison for being a drunken mess on an airplane. Look at all of this nonsense. Like, just you, like, people like just need to take responsibility for some shit and move the fuck on. I'm just saying is all. All right, let's keep going through this TMZ, see if anything else. Apparently there's some rapper dude named Stitches who got his ass kicked by I think The Game. I don't know who all these guys are, because I don't pay a whole lot of attention to rap music, because it's not my favorite kind of music. I'm a country sort of pop tunes. I like cheesy pop tunes and country music and stuff like that. And some of the rap stuff, I just that's not my thing. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's just not my thing. So I don't really know who the players are so much as I would in some of the other genres of the music. But there's some dude who goes by Stitches, y'all. Now I'm looking at a picture of him here on the TMZ. Now, one thing is, like, people, I guess if you're a rapper you can get away with this stuff, but do not get face tattoos, okay? I'm just saying is all. If you see somebody with a face tattoo, that means you can't hire them, you can't do shit, because like this dude has like, he goes by Stitches, and he's got tattoos of like a ragdoll stitched up mouth, like goes like from one cheek all the way across to the other cheek, got star corner in his eye, like got tattoos all over his neck, got a stupid little underbeard going on. Like, he is all kind of wrong. Like, and I have said this before, I don't think I have stressed this recently, but let me just stress, fellas, if you only have underbeard, meaning the hair on your head or your face, I reckon, only grows underneath your chin, you look like a mouth-breathing moron. If you cannot grow the full thing that has chin and cheeks involved in it, then you do not have a real beard. You have underbeard, and it looks ridiculous, okay? Like, look at Leonardo DiCaprio's beard. It looks ridiculous because it all comes from the bottom. Look at LeBron James. His beard looks stupid. It all comes from the bottom. I don't care what nobody says. I will fight that to the death. Fellas, quit with the stupid man bun and quit with the stupid fucking underbeard. Underbeard is the most stupid shit I have seen in a long time. Like, it's dumber than the britches hanging way down past their ass. Because every time I see that, I'm like, how do you fucking walk? How can that be comfortable to have your britches underneath your ass? That's just not how it works. Like, I use my ass to hold my britches up, not sit there and try to constantly be pulling my britches up to my butt. Like, not even butt cracked, like the crease. If some of them don't even have crease, a lot of these dudes with the flat butt, just, I mean, why do you even bother? But when they got pancake ass, I just don't get it. But So apparently he got his ass beat, right? And so now he wants, now it's like, I love it. It's like, you can't just leave it at that. It's like, no, but if you get in the ring, then I will beat your ass. And I don't think that's true, because this Stitches dude just looks like he's about to ready to get his ass beat up mother trucking again. But apparently says the game can finally settle his beef with Stitches without risk of ending up in jail. He has an offer to step into the boxing ring, and Stitches has already signed on the dotted line. Like, dude, do it. Kick his fucking ass, because you know what? He just looks like he needs a fucking beating in front of everybody. Like, quit running your mouth, and now you're going to get your ass beat with your stupid neck tattoos and your stupid face tattoos and all kind of stuff. Because, like, really, what are you going to do when you're, like, 60-something and you got this stupid freaking stitched-up freaking ragdoll mouth tattoo across the front of your face? Like, what are you going to do when nobody gives a fuck about your rapping anymore and all you're doing is sitting there with stupid-ass tattoos all over your fucking face, looking at a bunch of people going like, oh, I wish I never got this stupid fucking tattoo on my face, but what am I supposed to do about it now? People are idiots. People are straight up idiots. But apparently, some dude named David Feldman is promoting the celebrity boxing event and tells us the fight would be 3 rounds, each being 90 seconds long. After the Miami KO, so like he was in Miami when he got knocked the fuck out, Feldman thinks there's enough interest in the purse that it might be as high as 7 figures. Game has said the fact that he's on probation is why his pal Whack 100 stepped in to take down Stitches the first time, but a celeb boxing match would keep him on the right side of the law. Ooh, I hope this happens. No date yet set for the fight, and no word if Game will bite, but it's a hardly a rematch since Stitches barely got a step in, much less a punch. But we're told he's taking the opportunity seriously and might hire ex-champ Bernard Hopkins as his trainer. I love this shit. Really, I hope this happens. Game, you go in there and you beat his ass, because I don't know. Just looking at his smug ass mug, it just looks like he needs a like public ass whooping. He just needs a serious public ass whooping. So hopefully this goes down and he gets his ass beat, because he looks like he needs it. I'm just saying. What else is going on out there? Apparently, look at this. Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift, took her boyfriend Calvin Harris, which I will say he is cute. But I'm also saying in these pictures, Taylor Swift does not have a good profile. She looks cute from the front, but her profile is not great. I'm just saying. I'm going to move on that comment right there. DMX thinking he's got arrested again. Well, did get arrested apparently, but this would suck if it's true. What does it say here? DMX arrest warrant is a mix-up. Thought I was cleared to part. Okay, what does this mean? DMX, you know, he is always getting arrested. This rapper dude, DMX, he's been getting arrested all the time. He gets fucked up, gets arrested out for all kind of things. He's like forever in jail. But he says he has a perfectly good explanation for missing his latest court date. He thought it was changed so he could party in Vegas. Like that, you don't tell the judge, dude. Dude, let me tell you, I've been to court enough times. You don't tell the judge you can't be there because you got to go party. That ain't the kind of shit judges want to hear come out your lips. You get that, DMX, you dumbass? Does that stand for dumb motherfucking X? Well, I don't know. I couldn't come up with anything up for X. I wished I could have, but I couldn't. Dumb, whatever. Makes no freaking sense. But apparently an arrest warrant was issued for DMX. Again, he has so many arrest warrants. It's like amazing, right? After he missed his court hearing on Monday to address child support issues with his ex-wife, Tashira Simmons, and their 4 kids. And you're not paying. See, I have no sympathy for you, DMX, dumb motherfucking X, because you know why? Because you're not paying your child support and you're not doing what you're supposed to do. But you got time to go party in Vegas where you're going to drop money there partying in Vegas while you should have been giving it to your wife and kids or your ex-wife and kids. Take care of your childrens. Don't be disowning your children. Don't be fucking thinking that somebody else is going to do it for you. You guys want to talk about what a man you are and all this shit, but then you don't fucking pay your child support and do all this shit. You know what real men do? They take care of their fucking kids. You're going to pop them out, you better take care of them. They don't make them a burden on society. Don't make them a burden on somebody else. You got to fucking clean your own mother trucking house, dumb motherfucking ex, okay? I'm just saying is all. But apparently, it keeps going. A rep for DMX tells us they believe they got the court date changed in advance because they had an event booked. X performed DMXmas, dumb motherfucking Xmas, in Las Vegas on Sunday night. And then apparently, in October, the same judge let him out of jail so he could perform and make money for child support. Okay, so that's the thing. You thought, like, what kind of shitty fucking lawyer do you got, dumb motherfucking ex? Really, think about it. What kind of shitty lawyer do you got? Your lawyer's job is to make sure that shit is set the fuck up, okay? So if your lawyer did, you need to fire their ass and get you somebody who's actually going to do it right. Because it's not like we thought we changed it. How about you know you changed it? How about you have a piece of paper that said you changed it? Our new date is thus, dumbass. But we're told X's attorney is contacting the court to work out the details, and they believe the warrant will be lifted. That's what they're saying. So... oh, my goodness. Oh, my mother trucking goodness. Like, no, you didn't do your shit. You took off. You thought you'd get away with it. Well, you told me to go make money, so I'm going to go make money. But no, you got to follow the court's rules, you dumb motherfuckers. People are just so fucking stupid. I just can't wrap my brain around how people just... and there's no personal accountability for this crap. Like, it's always somebody, I thought you told me I could do this. No. No, there's no thinking. Anybody could tell you to do nothing. It's just the way it fucking is, y'all. Okay? All right, let's go through here. See if we got a few. Oh, we only got a few more minutes left here on the Hollywood Hick program. Maybe we should go over and look and see. Let's look at the smoking gun real quick. We'll click on that, see if it'll actually go over there without doing some autoplay video to piss me the truck off, right? It's going to drive me crazy. But see what happened. If there's anything on. Oh, my God. This might be a funny one. Florida boy 12 is the beginning of the headline here over on the smoking gun. Let's just see. Florida boy 12 arrested for stealing car from 89-year-old man. The youths of today, I swanny. But it says here, a 12-year-old boy whose rap sheet includes more than 20 arrests. He is 12 and he already has 20 mother trucking arrests, people. Okay, you should feel better about yourself. And if you got fun killers running around, you should feel better about your fun killers because they have not been arrested 20 mother trucking times by the age of 12. 12. Should I say that again? 12 mother truckers. That is ridiculous. But apparently it says here, according to cops, Raymond Rafferty had pulled his Toyota into a St. Petersburg gas station Friday morning when the bicycle riding juvenile suspect drove by and told him that one of his tires was low on air. After Rafferty pulled up to the air pump and exited the vehicle, the boy ditched his bike, jumped in the car, and drove off. The octogenarian was not injured as the boy sped away with his wheel. Well, at least he didn't run over the old dude while he was at it. Poor Raymond Rafferty. He's like 89 years old. Like, you, like the youths of today, like, this is what you think? You go take advantage of an old man like that who's just going to the gas station and then you want to, like, fuck him up and steal his car. And you're 12. Can your feet even touch the pedals? Can you see over the dashboard? What the fuck is going on? Like, honestly, people, you should feel so much better about yourself and or your fun killers if this is not them. This is ridiculous. But it says here that there's a surveillance camera captured the auto theft. It says the child was arrested yesterday after police detective recognized him from the surveillance footage, and the boy has been charged with grand theft auto. While the juvenile's rap sheet contains mostly auto theft collars, how many cars has this 12-year-old stole? That is ridiculous, y'all. So this 12-year-old kid has done stole 20 cars. Is that what I'm supposed to get from this? But it says a police spokesperson said he has also been nabbed for robbery. OK, so it wasn't just car stealing. He's done robbery, burglary, and auto burglary. So this kid is just pretty much the poster child for juvenile mother trucking delinquent. I'm just saying is all because he is 12 years old, done been arrested 20 times for grand theft auto, robbery, burglary, and auto burglary. Where are your parents? Why are they, like, if one arrest restoration and I got my ass beat at 12 years old, I would be more scared of my parents than I would have been of the cops, really. I would have been like, no, don't turn me. Let me stay in jail. Let me stay in jail. But this kid, I guarantee you, somebody is encouraging him to do this shit. And there's nobody, like, on the flip side bringing the hammer down on his ass like it needs to be done. Like, I'm telling you, I blame participation trophies for the fact that youths of today are awful, horrible children. I'm just saying, they're all little self-entitled shits who think that the world owes them something, when really the world doesn't owe you nothing, then you ain't worked for. So you need to get off your lazy ass and start working for some shit. That's just how it works. But no, everybody's like, no, well, you can't give one trophy, you got to give all the kids a trophy. No, then what do they have to aspire to if they all get something for doing nothing? I didn't get no damn trophy for playing Little League Baseball. Let me tell you why. Because my lazy ass hated it, sat out in right field where the ball don't never come, plopped my ass down, started looking for four-leaf clovers, so when the ball actually did sitcom, I had no idea that it was even there until my pop was losing his ever-loving mind over on the dugout. And then I finally look up, and at that point, the ball plops down beside me. And by that point, the dude is running around every base because I didn't give a shit. And you know what I didn't get? A trophy for that. Because you know what they don't do is give trophies for that shit. That's how it mother trucking works. And on that note, y'all, I'm going to leave y'all with that. So I hope you're feeling better knowing that your 12-year-old kid ain't out there stealing cars and burglarizing and robberizing and auto burglarizing and all that shit. But you've been listening to me here on the Crab Diving Network, y'all. www.crabdiving.com. I was running out of air. Look at that. But this is the Hollywood Hick. Keep listening to all the fabulous programming here on the Crab Diving Network. Follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. Also follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Hopefully this work nonsense calms down so I can actually start putting stuff up on there more. I'm being kind of bad. Sorry. I have no excuses other than the fact that I'm overworked and tired all the fucking time. Okay? That's that, y'all. So everybody be good. Stay out of trouble. And I will talk to y'all soon. Doodle-lamb, doodle-lamb, do, mother truckers. Bye. Boo-lamb, 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 boo. Toot-lamb, 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 toot. Greg Lang, Greg Lang, Greg Lang, Greg Lang now. Sing Lang, sing Lang, sing Lang, sing Lang, wow. I know this song don't mean a thing. Just do that plain old Charleston swing. When you sing, toot-lamb, toot-lamb, toot-lamb.